The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Kenny Jacobs is with me now, the CEO of Dublin Airport Authority. Kenny, you're welcome to studio.
Nice to be here.
The headline I kind of read today, Dublin Airport sees raft of winter route cancellations as passenger cap enforced. What's happening?
What's happening is the implementation of a winter decision taken by the regulator, the IAA, who control the slots at Dublin Airport. So there's about 6% less passengers can be accommodated because of reduction in slots this winter. That means that airlines are now making choices in terms of how they'll use slots. So there are reductions being made, reductions in Christmas specials, reductions in just the frequencies that you have. There's a few particular destinations now are not connected. This is the first big reduction that you'll see in light of the decision taken by the IAA, which we welcome. The decision by the IAA to reduce the number of slots this winter to further reduce next summer helps us with compliance with the 32 million passenger cap.
Yeah, so for people who kind of who are kind of vaguely aware, you cannot have more than 32 million passengers moving through Dublin Airport in a calendar year. The IAA have basically removed some slots to ensure that that doesn't happen.
Yes, there's a 16-year-old, somewhat outdated cap, but it is a planning condition that we want to comply with, and we're doing everything we can.
And this was a condition that was attached to the building of Terminal 2, is that right?
It was a condition attached to the construction of Terminal 2. It was a condition that was attached when traffic congestion on the roads to Dublin Airport was in a very, very different place. It was a condition that was attached when about 5% of the people that came to Dublin Airport came on the bus. Now 35% come on the bus. It was a condition that was attached when the population of Ireland was 4 million and today it's 5.5 million. It's an outdated condition. Mm. It's still a condition that we're doing everything we can to comply with. It will get removed at a point in time through planning, and for us the only focus and the only way to
remove it. Well, you hope it will get removed. There are people who would not like to see it removed.
And we will go through a very robust and open planning process, regrettably slow planning process in Ireland to do that, and everybody will have their say on what they would like to have.
Okay, we'll talk about that planning then, because there's a couple of different irons in that fire, as it were, or certainly there's another iron about to be put in it. But in terms of the slots being removed, Are the Irish Aviation Authority, are they open to criticism for doing this only in the winter and not maybe spreading the pain over the course of the year?
The pain will be ongoing. So it starts this winter, it will go through to next summer and continue next winter until the cap is removed. So I think it's just, this is when it happens to start. There isn't an issue about spreading it out. There will be more pain felt in the summer of 2025 than this winter. You will see the airlines being much more vocal. Airlines make the bulk of their profit in the summer months. That's also when the travelling public have the greatest desire to travel. So this is the start of it. It has already started in the summer because we've been dampening down demand. So we don't control slots, but we've been actively discouraging airlines for applying for slots. If we hadn't taken that activity again to comply with the 32 million passenger cap, we think there'd be nearly 750,000 additional passengers. We welcome the IAA making this decision because we want to comply. We also want to get the cap lifted, but I wouldn't criticise them for the way this is being spread out. They're doing this to help us comply. That's what we need to do until we replace the 32 million cap with a bigger number.
The airlines make an awful lot of their money in the summer. It's the busy season. If there are fewer slots next year, to ensure that we comply with that cap, with that planning condition, prices are likely to go up then for those who want to fly in and out of Dublin Airport.
Prices are up already. So, you know, there's 6% of the seats coming out this winter. So fares are already up. So
because ultimately that's what people care about. You know, you care about passenger cap numbers and some people do. But most people listening to this, they are utterly agnostic about passenger caps and infrastructure. Right. What they care about is the price of their flight.
You're right. I think they care. Look, they care about the price of their flight. They compare about, can I fly to the same places? What's happened so far is the price of the tickets has gone up. It will go up further and you'll feel it more in the summer. You won't have specials. You won't have seat sales like you have from the airlines today. And a couple of routes that Dublin is connected with today have already fallen off and more will fall off. So I think for the public listening, look, this isn't good news. While we're capped, it means fares will go up. It means choice will come down. Ireland won't be as connected. I think for the wider business community, they're right to be anxious. This is going to cost jobs. It's going to cost about 1,000 aviation jobs at the airport next year. It's going to be, we estimate, about somewhere between a 500 and 750 million hit to Irish tourism. So look, there's nothing good about the cap. We will comply with it until we replace it, but it is going to do economic damage to Ireland, and that's not a good thing for a small open economy, and it's going to hurt individual consumers that are booking travel.
So there is a planning application in front of Fingal County Council And it's kind of infrastructural changes at the airport and a lifting of the passenger cap as well.
Yeah, that's the infrastructure application we submitted last winter. So that's nearly coming up to a year being with Fingal.
Should you not have submitted an awful lot sooner than that?
We should have.
Why didn't you?
We didn't for a number of reasons. And we've already, look, and we take responsibility for that. We should have submitted it ultimately, I think, in about 2016, 2017. But we tried to submit one in 2019 and we were asked to withdraw it because we were going through an application for the North Runway at the same time, and ANCA, the noise regulator, was at the time being constituted. So I think that's water under the bridge. We should have submitted it sooner. We absolutely take that one on the chin.
I accept you can't spend all your time relitigating the past, but this is a mess of your own making in that regard.
I think it's a mess of our making and everyone involved in the system. Look, this goes beyond DA. I think slow planning and a lack of joined up thinking on how you get things like this fixed goes beyond DA. Absolutely, we're saying mea culpa, and we've said that in the past. We should have moved sooner, but I think everyone involved in the system, that's all the agencies involved in this, should have tackled this problem sooner.
Ironically, that delay might make it even harder now, though, will it? Because of the North Runway and some of the issues you have around noise and local populations, and they're upset over that, and we're further along into the climate story and the climate journey, if we'll put it that way as well.
You're absolutely right. It's now more complicated. It's now a different thing. There's been recently a North Runway relevant action decision by An Bord Pleanála, which is complicated, and that's going to go to consultation. So there's a lot of moving parts here. But overall, planning in Ireland is complex. Planning Ireland moves very, very slow. Mm. I think it's going to take 3 years for the infrastructure application to build.
3 years from now or 3 years from when you submitted it?
3 years from when we submitted it. So 3 years in total, about 2 years from now. I'd contrast that with UK airports submitting bigger infrastructure applications than the one we submitted. Ours is to grow from 32 to 40 million. Mm. UK airports are getting theirs approved and getting on with construction in just over a year. So Ireland, I think overall with planning, and this is not new news. Look, we see this in other infrastructure. Oisce Éireann see this. We see this with housing. We need to get better at faster planning. That's still very robust and everybody can have a say, but we need to get building stuff faster.
But what is included beyond lifting the passenger cap in that planning application?
Oh, that's the construction of new piers. That's the construction of new aprons. That's the construction of a new ground transportation centre, a bus station that will also be able to accommodate the Metro North when it comes to the airport. Mm. So the 40 million application, it's the biggest infrastructure application in the country. We're waiting for that to get approved by Fingal, then on to An Bord.
Could you strip it down and just apply for a passenger cap lift?
Yeah, we are working on a concurrent infrastructure application, which we call the operational application. That has no works. So that is no works, just to remove the cap at Dublin Airport, with certain other assessments that would need to be done on things like noise and impact on the environment around that. We want that to be simple. We want that to go to Fingal County Council soon. And we've been working on that for a number of months. Soon, I think, would be early in the new year that we would submit that to Fingal. We would hope that that can go through Fingal faster and then onto An Bord Pleanála, and ultimately get through both Fingal and An Bord Pleanála in a matter of months, not years. If that was the case, then the summer of 2026 and perhaps next winter could be protected and we could get back to growth at Dublin Airport.
So is the delay in the much more complex infrastructural planning application the complicated nature of it rather than planning resources? Like, I mean, what's the feedback you get from the county council, from Fingal?
Yeah, it's not the most complicated. It's not the most. Look, essentially, if you take that 40 million application, we're building a new bus station that will accommodate the Metro North. We're building a pier at T1 and a pier at T2. Then there's some work that's done on airside in terms of aprons. I wouldn't call it the most complicated application.
So what, you know, kind of consultants that you engage with and the local authority, in terms of how long it takes, why do they say it takes that long? What's the pinch point?
There's a pinch point is requests back for us for information, us then providing that information. You have full noise assessments, environmental assessments that need to happen, transportation assessments that need to happen. So it's a slow process. We work very well with Fingal and we continue to work very, very well with Fingal. It's the biggest infrastructure application of the country going to a local authority. I can see it making sense that it goes straight to An Bord Pleanála as strategic infrastructure, because it's difficult for us and it's difficult for Fingal, but we work well with them and that will continue. But I think ultimately it's better if Dublin Airport is classified as strategic infrastructure, then you go straight to An Bord Pleanála. Dublin Port is classified as strategic infrastructure and therefore it goes straight to An Bord Pleanála with its plans. That will take a year out of the process. And ultimately, you're dealing with the same objections. The public and any people that don't want the airport to grow can make the same objections.
Now, it doesn't hurt the applications you have in or you're about to put in, but there's the new Planning Act, have you specified as kind of a strategic infrastructure?
It doesn't, and we wish it had.
Seems a bit unusual, doesn't it, that they've got a kind of a notional LNG terminal somewhere on the West Coast should two gas pipelines blow up in the North Sea between Scotland and Ireland as strategic infrastructure, but not Dublin Airport?
Yeah, we made representations that we would like to be classed as strategic infrastructure because Dublin Airport is 2.5% of the economy, but currently we're not, and that was we weren't included. That we wish we had been.
How much have you been able to use Cork during all of this?
Well, look, Cork's flying. Cork's the fastest growing airport in the country. Cork will do over 3.1 million passengers next year. So delighted with the performance of Cork. The team are doing a really, really good job. I'm just back a trip to the Middle East with the Cork team. And we have a number of international airlines that are interested in looking at Cork for the very first time. Partly because Dublin is full and they can't get in, but most of all because Cork is a cracking airport and there's really strong demand. Passengers using Cork love it. Airlines using Cork love it. So I see great opportunities in Cork. Cork City and County.
Airlines, once they start using it, I mean, is there a kind of a reluctance, just maybe a lack of knowledge on airlines when kind of routes disappear or slots disappear from Dublin and there's a suggestion, you know, you can use Cork, there's slots available there. What's the reaction?
Oh, no, the reaction is, okay, we'll take a look at it, and they go and talk to the Cork team, and then many do start up operating. So I think, look, Cork has a really strong future. Our plan is to grow Cork Airport to a 5 million passenger airport. That ties in with the government's plan in terms of growing the city and county to a 1 million population city and county. That will happen, and Cork Airport will continue to be a cracking airport.
Tell us, because you mentioned you were in, where were you in the Middle East?
I was in Bahrain in the Middle East at an airports and airline conference.
Because you've got business interests in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, we're running duty-free shops in 30 countries, 14 of which are in the Middle East. And
I suspect a lot of people listening don't realise this. I think he just run Dublin Airport.
And the clue's in the name, but as a proud Corkonian, I always call ourselves the Cork and Dublin Airport Authority. But we're running three airports in the Middle East, and we're running 30 duty-free shops.
Do you know what, if I say the DAA, they give out to me, so they'll definitely give out to you if you start adding Cork before it. But sorry, tell us about how big are they in terms of the overall business picture?
Oh, they're a massive part of DAA. I mean, 30 duty-free shops outside of Ireland, three airport terminals that we're running. If you take the airports that we run in Saudi Arabia, that's 65 million passengers that we're responsible for. If you take the two airports that we run in Ireland, it's half of that. So we are a bigger group running airports and being responsible for passengers in Saudi Arabia than we are in Ireland. It's a great business. There's a huge ambition and huge financing for infrastructure in Saudi Arabia, and they really want to grow their aviation, and we're really happy to be part of that. And we've got some of the world's best duty-free shops in places like Bahrain, Larnaca, and Abu Dhabi in the Middle East that are performing really well.
So we've got the situation we're planning that we hope will be resolved at some point in the next 2 years. It'll be 3 years altogether. There's a possibility that all gets resolved by the courts. The airlines are talking about taking various parties to court.
Yeah, I mean, like you, I'll be reading in the newspapers about what the action that the airlines are looking at. I mean, American Airlines will have a view that this is anti-competitive and against the conditions of the European Open Skies Agreement between the EU and the US. Schiphol Airport had a cap for different reasons. But that cap was removed because of a threat of reciprocal action by the US Department of Trade, that it was unlawful against the European Open Skies Agreement. So that is a route that they will be looking at. And I think Dublin-based carriers will be saying EU slots regulation means that you cannot have a cap in place. And that's an argument that is being flagged that they'll be making later this year in their judicial review of the IA decision. So there's a legal route that will play out that may remove the cap. I don't know. That's speculation. Our focus is 100% on planning. That's how we see the cap getting removed.
Your old boss, Michael O'Leary, is getting more and more vocal about all of this. How's that relationship?
It's great. Look, we both want the cap removed. They will have a view on how it gets removed. We'll have a view on how it gets removed. We both love the airport being better for passengers, and we see the demand that's out there. I mean, final thing I would say is, look, there's demand next year, I see, for 37 million passengers to come to Dublin Airport. That ties in with growth at Ireland. That would be great for tourism. That would be great connectivity. That would reduce fares. But we're dampening down demand and we're being held to 32 million because it's a planning condition. That is the law and we will comply. But the sooner we get beyond that and the sooner we get back to growth, that is going to be great for the Irish economy.
Kenny Jacobs, CEO of the Cork and Dublin Airport Authority. Kenny, listen, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.